Numerous Janus acolytes take the stage. Singer, songwriter, activist Roseanne Cash, a Janus fan since her teens, wins the Free Speech and Music Award. Alberta, Canada native Katie Lang, who went public as a lesbian in the 1980s, gets the Trailblazer Award. Formidable singers Brandi Carlile, Margot Price, and Courtney Marie Andrews, all nominees for various honors, signal Janis's influence in their blazing performances. Prior to Janis Joplin's all too brief time in the spotlight, these artists would have been hard-pressed to find a female role model to compare with the beatnik from Port Arthur, Texas. The mix of confident musicianship, brash sexuality, and natural exuberance locked together to produce America's first female rock star changed everything. As such, Janis still holds sway over multiple generations, artists of countless genres across the gender spectrum. And although her bookishness, sharp intellect, and deep desire for home with the requisite white picket fence were not at the forefront of the identity she crafted for her fans, those parts of her also informed her every move. The same could be said of her pioneering instincts. While Janis's era is largely considered a time of release from the strictures of the 1950s, rock was, in fact, almost exclusively a boys' club. And Janis suffered appalling sexism from both the mainstream and counterculture press and cold, occasionally cruel, dismissiveness from industry pros. Yet she blazed on. Through force of will and unprecedented talent, she showed how rock could include unapologetic women, musicians, writers, and fans. Feminist Ellen Willis, a New Yorker music critic in the 1960s, called Janis the only 60s culture hero to make visible and public women's experience of the quest for individual liberation. Patti Smith, Blondie's Debbie Harry, Cyndi Lauper, Chrissy Hynde, the B-52's Kate Pearson, and Hart's Anne and Nancy Wilson are among the artists who experienced Janis firsthand. They began to breathe in the possibility of their own futures. When Stevie Nicks was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in March 2019, she said that playing on a bill with Janis in the 1960s transformed her. Her connection with the audience was so incredible that I said, I want to do what she did. Through her influence and her own enduring work, Janis Joplin remains at the core of our music and culture. As we look back at pivotal moments in 1960s rock history, she's usually there. The Monterey Pop Festival, the vibrant Haight-Ashbury scene in San Francisco, the streets, clubs, and studios of gritty New York City, Woodstock. She's been feted at museum exhibitions and the subject of theater productions and films. Her first solo album, the eclectic daring departure, I Got Them Old Cosmic Blues Again, Mama, sounds as fresh today as upon its 1969 release. Her Monterey Pop performance, documented by filmmaker D.A. Pennebaker, still brings wild applause from a new generation of audiences at screenings and with YouTube views in the millions and counting. When Janis hit the Monterey stage in June 1967, few outside San Francisco knew her name. What is this girl all about? Monterey co-producer Lou Adler wondered. Where'd she come from, looking like that and leading this all-male band? Offering a clue, Haight-Ashbury impresario Chet Helms introduced her on stage. 3 or 4 years ago, on one of my perennial hitchhikes across the country, I ran into a chick from Texas by the name of Janis Joplin, he told the unsuspecting crowd. I heard her sing, and Janis and I hitchhiked to the West Coast. A lot of things have gone down since, but it gives me a lot of pride today to present the finished product, Big Brother and the Holding Company. Janis's astonishing performance that day would change her life and the future of popular music. By the time the five-song set ended with her dramatic reinvention of the R&B blues singer Willie Mae Thornton's Ball and Chain, thousands of mind-blown fans and hundreds of dazzled journalists knew her name and fervently spread the news. Her emotion-drenched vocal style took hold upon other developing singers, Led Zeppelin's Robert Plant among them. Young women who saw her on stage at the Avalon Ballroom or Bill Graham's Fillmore venue still recall